Welcome to the MedEvidence Monday Minute Radio Show, hosted by Kevin Gettings of WSOS St. Augustine Radio and powered by Encore Research Group. Each Monday morning, Dr. Michael Corrin calls in to bring you the latest medical updates with insightful discussions. MedEvidence is where we help you navigate the real truth behind medical research with both a clinical and research perspective. So sit back, relax, and get ready to learn about the truth behind the data in medicine and healthcare. This is MedEvidence.
Dr. Michael Corrin joining us live on the studio line as he does on Monday mornings. We appreciate him. Of course, he with Encore Docs. Learn more by going to EncoreDocs.com. That's spelled with an E, EncoreDocs.com. And also, we'd like you to check out another website, a great resource for healthcare information, MedEvidence.com. That's MedEvidence.com. And Dr. Corrin, this morning we thought we would talk a little bit about service, right?
Morning, Kevin. Let's talk about service. We're in the holiday season, and we're in a season where it'd be wonderful to serve each other. But when you go to a lot of the department stores, what do you get? You get self-service terminals or checkout aisles. And ironically, some of them seem to have more employees helping you self-serve.
Yeah, you ever notice that? The one fundamental thing I notice with grocery stores is when they expect us to weigh the produce, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, it's pretty funny. It gets to this concept that we're there maybe once a week. In some stores, you're there maybe once a month or twice a year, and you're supposed to know all the nuances of their self-checkout areas. And quite frankly, I think most people, myself included, go to stores in part because we want service. We're looking for service. Yeah. Human beings desire that from one another. Yeah. And in an advanced economy, that's probably the most important thing that we can give each other.
Yeah, absolutely. It's also something that, you know, is the way you all approach people who participate in these clinical trials and the like, right? Because people are always nervous when anything is healthcare related. I can speak on behalf of we consumers, we patients, right? Because we feel like we don't know what's going on, and we definitely feel like we're not in charge, right?
Oh, totally, totally. And I mentioned the self-service concept in retail, but it's also true in medicine. I think people are more and more frustrated by the fact that they're not getting the service from their medical providers like they used to. Yeah. And I certainly get a lot of calls from people who are exposed to clinical practice that complain about that. And I'm proud to say that I don't get those calls on the research side. People love the service. They love the nurturing. They love the interaction. And it's actually one of my motivations for getting more involved in research over the years because of that service element.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I've participated in clinical trials with Encore Research, and you get to sit down, you know, for 20, 30 minutes. They ask you questions about your health care. They slowly go through and, you know, take your blood pressure and your pulse. And, you know, while they're asking you questions, it's a wholly different experience, you know, than running into your typical urgent care, for example. And that's by design. Totally. And that's by design, right, Dr. Corrin?
Absolutely. Well, it's by design. In part because we have this responsibility to provide this information to the Food and Drug Administration and other regulatory authorities, so we have to be detailed. But it's also by culture. So our people are trained to help every single person that touches our organization have a positive experience and learn something about their health. So we love to say that it doesn't matter what medicine you get when you interact with us, we will do everything we possibly can to make sure that it's a learning experience and that you come out of it understanding your situation better and ultimately able to make decisions for you and your family in a more knowledgeable state.
Yeah. And to further illustrate that in terms of, you know, helping people understand what's going on with their healthcare and with healthcare in general, that's really one of the prime motivators for the MedEvidence.com website, right, Dr. Corrin?
It is. It is. It's really based on feedback that people are confused. People check out Dr. Google and typically get some information that's designed to sell them something, and they don't get objective information. And they certainly don't get objective information from doctors that are just interested in expressing the data and the science to our patient populations. And there's some things in medicine that we know very well. There's some things in medicine that we don't know well. And the research process is to help us understand the things we don't know as well and make that more understandable for everybody.
Yeah. Do you ever look at any item that you look up on Dr. Google? You know, you Google, I think if you Google acne, and it eventually leads to death. Everything leads to death, Dr. Corin.
Totally. I have lots of friends and colleagues who call me up just scared to death when they read something about Google and putting it into the proper clinical context is so important. So, sometimes it turns out to be severe. I just had a good friend of mine call me last week about his wife who was having some unusual chest symptoms, and she was not high risk for coronary artery disease, but went through the whole process and turned out that she needed a stent and had a very severe coronary lesion. So you never know. This was otherwise a woman in her 60s who was doing well, busy, stressed in her day-to-day life because of work, but was ignoring a symptom that turned out to be very important. But it was vague, which is typical for a lot of women. They don't have classic symptoms of coronary artery disease. But if you looked on Google, you would either go down the road of just poo-pooing it or thinking that you're about to die, when in fact you just had to go through a process to get it properly evaluated.
Yeah, no, that's true. Well, a good source, though, for information that you can trust and it's easily digestible is to go to MedEvidence. Go to MedEvidence.com. That's MedEvidence.com. Dr. Corin spends a lot of his time doing things like we're doing right here on Monday mornings, where he spends some time talking to us, but he also has a variety of podcasts and other video that's out there that really helps explain a lot of these issues. And we encourage you to reach out and learn more. Go to MedEvidence.com. If you would like to be like me and participate in clinical research, go to EncoreDocs.com. They have offices right here in St. Johns County, making it super convenient for you. Go to EncoreDocs.com. Before we let you go, Dr. Corin, is there a particular clinical trial going on these days that you wish more people here in Greater St. Augustine knew about?
We're doing a lot of work in the heart failure area. And I would strongly encourage anybody that's been diagnosed with heart failure to give us a call. The studies are varied. There's some that are using technologies to help people stay in the hospital. There are others that are using state-of-the-art drugs that are actually improving the muscle function of patients with heart disease. So that'd be great. Now's a great time to give us a call, either schedule something now or early next year, and maybe we can help you with your heart failure problem.
Yeah, absolutely. If it's you or somebody that you care about, someone in your family, a loved one, a friend, and they're dealing with heart failure issues, once again, go to EncoreDocs.com or call locally here in Northeast Florida and St. Johns County, 904-730-0166. Once again, that's the number for Encore Docs here locally to participate in clinical research, 904-730-0166. Dr. Michael Corin, thank you very much for taking time out today. We appreciate you, and we'll talk soon, okay?
It's my pleasure. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and we'll talk next year.
Thanks for joining the MedEvidence Podcast. To learn more, head over to MedEvidence.com or subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform.